And they used to call them bad hogs.
Hoggies.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people call refer to anything as a stand of anything? A stand lard or stand lard? Mm-hmm.
That's a 25-pound standing lard. A 25-pound.
Years back, people would put that lard in barrels and things. The barrel, it was substantial enough, you know, to hold that lard without hurting, but the can and shifting it around, it would, you know, bend that can. They had wooden crates built around those lard stands, just big enough to, you know, protect that lard. And it said, like, in case it throwing it around, well, that you wouldn't, you know, bend up your can to spill the lard. That wood frame around would protect it.
Well, let's say if you were trying to pour some molasses from a large container into a small mouth bottle, what would you probably have to pour it through, you know, to keep from spilling all over the place?
A faucet.
Is that the same thing as what some people might call a funnel or something like that?
Same thing.
What if you were driving a buggy and you wanted your horses to go faster? What would you use to...
Buggy whip.
Crack around the
edge. Yeah, I stuck them a mini one with
it. I bet you got many different things in buggies.
Beg your pardon?
I imagine you got many different things in
many different things.
I bet you. I'm sitting here looking at you. I don't know what you're doing. Let me ask you, turn over. Yeah. I bet... Did you do that book yourself?
Oh no, this was done by really several people. The man who's the head of the project collaborated on it. And these basically the same types of questions have been used in these other interviews across the country, like in the New England states, the Eastern states, and in the Midwestern states. So you see, by using the same questions in different parts of the country, you can comparisons like that.
That's what you're doing, son.
Yeah.
And you know, I looked at him yesterday, I was like, tell you was young, I asked him, what you told me, 26?
27.
I told myself, no, you won't know what a kid. But you got a good job, and what did you say you did that for?
This is an independent research project. It's a study of native speech, you know, of people who live in various communities and in about 8 southern states.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing all this summer. I'm traveling around. I'll be working in here in Tennessee and Mississippi and Arkansas and Texas. All the time. Talking to people like you two.
Yeah.
Trying to find out something, you know, a few things about various things.
In other words, record would give a count of individual what type of life that he's been familiar with farming.
Oh yeah, sure.
And all like that.
Right.
What he experienced in life.
Right.
Different type of work and whatnot.
Right. How he describes various things, you know, that sort of thing. That's what I'm interested in. What about you mentioned sack a minute ago. What about this sack that's made out of kind of rough, heavy, coarse material? I don't know, sometimes you might get fertilizer or something like that in it.
Cotton sacks, and then you got what we call grass sack. You get different type of grain or something in. Mm-hmm. And your cotton sack, that's what we just pick cotton in. Mm-hmm. From a 6 to a 9 foot sack.